Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Historical Museum's Executive Director Jesse Galligan joins us on today's program to provide an update from the nonprofit organization.
Well, Jesse, we are in the teeth of summer here at Pella Historical Museums, and a very exciting announcement related to something we covered at Tulip Time with the trolley station itself. The trolley will be in service coming up here very soon for people to take tours throughout our community. A huge addition in terms of what you're doing here at Pella Historical. Let our listeners know about the trolley being open and ready for use here this summer.
Yes, it really is a huge addition to our offerings here, and we're so excited to finally be launching the Pella Trolley. Beginning July 15, we'll have tours available. These will run regularly, so Wednesday through Fridays in the afternoons and on Saturday mornings as well. So be sure to hop on the Pella Trolley. This tour is really informed by the tour that takes place on the wagons at Tulip Time. But our trolley station manager, David, has put a lot of time into researching and adding to the tour to make it a different experience. It'll take you to different places than where you would go at Tulip Time. It's a 75-minute tour, so you'll learn a lot about Pella's history and see important sites to Pella's history and heritage. So we're so excited to be launching this. Even as construction continues on the trolley station, the Pella Trolley will be ready for tours.
And not only will it be ready for tours, but some special events as well.
Exactly. We're excited to use the trolley in all sorts of special events, from Kermis to Wyatt Earp Day, maybe Sinterklaas Day. I mean, the world is really our oyster in terms of using it for special events, both for us, but then we're also excited to offer it for your special events. The trolley will be available for rentals, similar to, you know, how the Schulte Church hosts weddings or Schulte Gardens hosts parties. The trolley will be available for you to use too. So, of course, there's some different rules and stipulations around that, but it's exciting to have something like this in Pella to use for your family reunions, your weddings, your business trips, anything like that. I'm looking forward to partnering on that.
We're here, Jesse Galligan, as we talk about Pella Historical Museums here in the teeth of summer, getting ready for several activities. But we're already thinking about Tulip Time. We're already thinking about what next year holds, May 6th, 7th, and the 8th. And that is your art competition in terms of having your marketing done and having everything ready. The last couple of years, you've based a lot of that on what our art competition submissions have been. And the art contest takes place the summer before, and that happens to be right now.
That's exactly right. It feels crazy to be thinking about Tulip Time 2027 already, but it's both a joke but also serious that planning for Tulip Time starts the day after the previous Tulip Time. So we are well on our way. You may have seen our announcement of our theme for 2027. That is Tiptoe Through Tradition. Looking forward to celebrating our traditions at our 92nd Tulip Time next year. And the Tulip Time Art Competition, like you said, sort of kicks all of that off as well. So submissions are due on August 15, but we're looking forward to submissions now. We have both an adult category for 16 and older, as well as a youth category for 15 and below. And look forward to wonderful submissions coming in from artists far and wide that highlight Pella's heritage, Pella's Dutch history, and our theme, Tiptoe Through Tradition.
And again, the winner will receive a prize and then also be featured in the upcoming marketing for next year's festival.
Exactly right. There is a monetary prize, but perhaps more excitingly is that the artwork is featured in our marketing as well as on merchandise. So you might remember this past year we had tote bags, t-shirts, puzzles, and we're looking forward to what next year will bring, where we can take the creativity and artwork from locals and turn it into something that the whole community can enjoy.
Pella Historical Museums remains open throughout the summer. You've had, I'm sure, several guests. We've got the Knoxville Nationals coming up. And then, of course, you have your end of summer celebration. We mentioned it at our beginning of summer interview. We're a lot closer now to Kermis. And then, of course, being open during the Knoxville Nationals.
That's right. We love having guests and visitors during the summer. And we've seen really steady traffic this year, which has been great. Obviously, our huge amount of traffic comes in April and May. But we've had really steady tours and visitors throughout the whole summer, which is great to see that people are interested in Pella's history and heritage. Like you said, Kermis is coming up on August 1. That's a really fun celebration, sort of celebrating the dog days of summer. Kermis is a Dutch children's festival, and this year we'll have some old favorites like snow cones, games, prizes, bringing back inflatables. We're also excited to have something new this year. Our assistant director, Liz, has been hard at work planning a bake competition. So keep your eyes peeled for more information on this exciting baking competition. Again, that will have different age categories, but most importantly, it'll just be focused on tasty treats. And we're especially looking forward to what the kids will bring.
And then as people want to learn more, whether it's the trolley tours, the art contest, Kermis, or just getting into the village during these busy summer weeks, what's the best resource?
always visit our website, PellaHistorical.org, and check out what we have coming up next.
Once again, that was Pella Historical Museum's Executive Director, Jesse Galligan. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBurlesque.com or wherever you subscribe to your podcasts. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.